Imagine it pisses me off. That was an intro.
Yeah, it is. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 19 of the Time Out Podcast. If some of you are seeing this on TikTok, then welcome. Our camera setup is really shit. It will be better.
It'll get better.
For a cameraman, for someone who does professional work with cameras, I'm sure doing a bad job at it.
Bit different, I suppose.
Yeah. Not the
same.
But
I want because I'm not on camera.
Harrison's just off camera fingering his belly button. But today we have a special episode. Episode 19. Today we're just trying beers. Shout out to Big Shed Brewery.
Yeah, I'll give you one of them too.
Very, very big shout out. So
shout out to Big Shed Brewery. Please sponsor us.
Good product shot.
If you're watching this, please sponsor us.
They're all cool sponsors. All of them are pretty G. The food's good there as well.
Yeah, I didn't mind the food. You guys took me there.
Burger was lit.
You guys took me there for the first time. I'd never been there before. I'm like, damn, this was crazy. I really like this.
Cool vibes.
But yeah.
The DJ was 65.
Yeah, well, she was pretty old.
Fucking lit. If you watch this, then champion.
Her pimp was
pimp. Her boyfriend. Her supportive boyfriend.
Was what, playing arcade games?
I think so. Yeah. He was just drinking beer.
It's just a cool place. Because you got the arcade games, you got
good food, good beer.
You got
good arcade games.
We're drinking out of the finest of crystals today. Shout out to
careful
Harrison.
With those.
Kinda wanna like just purposely break it now just to
Please don't. Kill you.
Yeah.
My mom will single-handedly strangle you to death.
You'll have his whole family on you.
Yeah. Because my mum is probably stronger than you. Let's just be a bit.
She's
taller than you.
She's taller than you.
Yeah.
So, which means she is stronger.
Probably.
But yeah, all right, let's get our first beer out.
All right.
I'm assuming this is going to be like last week's episode.
Harrison's like our DJ, so he's going to be cracking a cold one right now. Go for it, Harrison.
Bad crack.
Not bad.
Today's Tuesday and this episode's going out next Monday. We just dropped our mukbang.
I don't have to go to work tomorrow, which he'll... Okay, we're sorting out the beers.
Sorting out the beers.
Should we just pass them down?
Yeah.
We just assembly line this shit?
Can I get some ASMR?
So, all right, Harrison, tell us, what are we drinking first?
So far, we're drinking my lacrosse club's sponsored beer, because they're sponsored by Big Shed.
Sponsored beer?
I'll give it to you.
You want to chuck some to Jake to get a good money shot?
All right, so this is... Shout out to...
Big Shed Warrior Ale.
It's not, you can't buy it there, only from our club. So, yeah.
Elite.
I don't know. I'm not a beer drinker. I don't really like beer, so...
I think we have a good ratio here. Harrison likes beer. I don't think he's, like, in love with it, but likes it. Jake's ambivalent, and I personally
hate Western,
it.
I also have to get up at 5. No, I have to be leaving my house at 5 to catch a plane tomorrow.
That's all right. You catch your plane.
In.
You can sleep.
All right.
Going in. Cheers to the Time Out Podcast.
Very gentle. I'm like doing it as gentle as possible.
Very, very, like, smells like beer.
Yep.
That's beer.
That's like ass.
Yeah.
Very,
beer-like?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say it almost tastes flat.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just because...
I think because we're drinking it the British way, because I forgot to put them in the fridge.
Room temperature. British.
To be fair, I honestly thought we were just going to be chugging these. I thought it was going to be like one each as a can chug it.
I don't want to get drunk right now.
Yeah, because I was going to say, how many we got? 2, 4, 6, got eight, like nine
beers to get through.
And so. I'm pretty sure the total amount of standard drinks is 27 in this amount, so.
Nah, I could do that.
Jake's built different. All right.
So what do you rate it?
As someone who doesn't like beer... I'm going to give this a 2 out of 5.
We should probably
agree on a scale. Are we going out of 5 or out of 10?
We'll go out of 9 because there's 9 beers here.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Then we can rank them, I suppose.
Yeah. Wait, and he's won the best.
I'm going to give this I'm going to give 9's the best. Right, yeah. I'm going to give this a 2.
So I'll put it there. So I'll take a picture of the rankings later.
But yeah.
Well, the content. Yeah,
bit too beery for me, I must say.
All right, put that. Driving, so I can't have
we
too
should have had like a waste bucket.
Should I grab another bucket?
Maybe.
Kitchen?
Maybe. All right. We're going to have an... All right. Josh is running off.
While Josh runs off and get that, I'll describe the next one to us. It is Indie Single Hop IPA. I do not like IPA, so this is going to be great.
All right, let me show the camera. I don't know what the fuck an IPA is.
It's I'll describe it. Intense tropical fruit and citrus aroma characters.
See, that sounds nice. Like, that looks pretty good.
They put effort into their beer, like, packaging.
Oh, it's literally just a sticker.
Yeah, but, like, some of them aren't. these newer ones are.
Oh, yeah, see, that's just a sticker. Take that off.
Yeah, so the newer ones are not stickers, I believe.
We should
As you tell from the boozy fruit, it's not a sticker.
See, that one looks good. The boozy fruit looks good.
Yeah, that's like a heavier drink, so that's why it's in the middle.
All right, let's open that up.
Get the ASMR crack.
Oh, yeah. Just make a mess in my house, it's fine. See, they all look like a beer. Like,
so I guess Josh's.
Josh's still. Josh, right, you gonna? Okay. You finishing that, or are you chucking it in another? All right, Josh's
one. Forbidden bucket.
There's Keen Chuck mine as well. Thanks. Just chuck in the middle. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Right next to the laptop. That's
content.
Like the worst King's Cup ever.
Well, yours you drink it.
To be fair, it's just gonna be beer. I've seen worse.
All right, Josh, chuck us yours, DM.
This is the second beer.
Yep.
Which one are we drinking now?
This is the Indie Single Hop. Nice. Indie Single Hop.
That's gentrifying a neighborhood.
Well, I mean, while we're here, does anyone have any bad drinking stories or funny drinking stories?
We have like billions of them.
My favorite one, though, as of late, or the last like 5 years, is probably my powerlifting comp one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
I didn't think.
One.
Yeah. So, have I told you about this?
No, but you haven't told the podcast either.
So everyone in the podcast and Jake. So I did a novice powerlifting comp in 2020, but I thought I was too late to get in, so that, oh, if someone backs out, you know, we'll let you know. It came to about 7 o'clock the night before. I'm like, we just lost the semifinal, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go drink. I smash a 10 pack of CCs, get a message from the guy running it saying, yo, we got a spot for you, like, you in? I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then, like, I'm just, like, there, like, I'm like, fuck, smash waters, and then I, like, smash more beers, and I'm just like, you know when you're so drunk, you're like, fuck it, like, I can't come back from this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, kept going, like, but drinking water in between, and then I rock up and still pull my best numbers.
Still, I think, yeah, like, squatted, like, 190, benched, like...
I think 17 because of
my bicep. Yeah, you didn't take a third attempt, and then you still pulled, like, 230 or something.
230 deadlift.
Yeah, fucking crazy. All right, so, second beer going in. Jesus Christ.
This tastes like beer, but... Like
this tastes like hops.
Like a nothing beer.
Yeah, it's IPA.
IPA. I think I like this marginally better than the Warrior Ale.
So
just a little bit. Like a 3 out of 9. Yeah.
I would say that's a 3.
Yeah.
It's slightly not as strong of a like wheat taste, but I still, you know, it's all right.
Not bad.
Wheat or yeet?
Shut the fuck up.
Like, sheesh.
Yeet this glass at the wall.
Fuck, please don't.
Bro. One will single-handedly kill you.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not for me.
I was going to say, do you mind washing our glasses as well?
Yeah, we can do that. We'll assembly line this shit.
Yeah, I didn't really think that one.
I can wash the glasses if you want to pass them around.
Oh, yeah. I'm tipping that one out, eh?
So I'll crack the next one. Should I describe the next one?
Wait, let's describe it.
Describe it, then hand it to Jake.
So, double Californian Cater, West
California
Coast
Cater.
IIPA. Yeah, double California.
Can you Cater. Do that without
two autism? IPAs?
Yeah, it's West Coast IIPA.
What's an IPA? I'm not a beer drinker.
Is it Indian Pale Ale?
Yeah, I believe.
I think
so.
It's just a specific kind of beer.
Yeah, but like it's all the trendy type.
Yeah, they're in right now, so. I'm not indie enough for this.
Oh, I thought you said Indian. I was like,
it is Indian, but I'm not indie enough for
IPAs. It's a hoppy style beer.
That's all it is. No wonder I can taste the
bordering
hop.
Category of pale ale.
To be fair, aren't all craft beers all just hoppy beers?
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure, I think it's the easiest one to brew.
I feel like...
I'm not too sure.
They're trying to do two different things. I feel like they're either trying to make it taste like something weird or just more hoppy. Yeah, some of these are weird. I mean, unfortunately, Big Shed, we could not get access to the chicken salt flavored one.
Yeah, that's the one that like gave us the inspiration for this.
All right, this one is 2.9 standard drinks.
This one's a strong.
Very cool.
9.8% alcohol.
Oof. Can we do this like every week with like different types of alcohol? Like
beer?
Vodkas, rums, scotches.
Bro.
I mean, I'm not.
I think you're writing checks, my liver can't cash, my friend.
You line it down to George.
You're just going to have, like, how are you going to take these home?
It's called your drain.
The city's problem.
I'm sorry,
the city's problem.
Like,
don't know.
Mole people need to get drunk too.
Yeah. That's it.
This stinks of beer.
Well, that's because it is beer.
Jesus, is that going to be our review? And it's very beery.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there, but we did have some technical difficulties. So
we did. All right. So we are still drinking the Californicator Double IPA.
It's a strong hoppy taste, but like compared to the IPA, it's like, you know, a stronger.
If this pops off and we go to Big Shed to do a live tasting, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's beer. Good job. Good job, boys.
All right. And it's a darker color. You can tell, like, it's more of a whiskey color.
Yeah. It kind of looks like, yeah, unhydrated urine.
Yeah.
But I'll take it.
All right. You ready, Jake?
We got I guess so. All right. Let's go.
Cool. Beer number three. Oh. That's a lot.
That's strong.
Yeah. Why I'm going to give that a one just because it immediately hit my taste buds.
It's like very strong and like not in the best of way, but...
Look, I think if I...
I don't think I could drink it.
If I was role-playing someone who liked beer, I would like that.
Look,
it's more in the Cooper's, like kind of a darker ale.
I'd say so, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's not nice.
So we'll put that as a one.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a one.
I don't know if... Yeah,
fuck. Even Harrison's given it a one.
I don't want to finish it.
I couldn't finish
it. I'm going to have another sip. Yeah, right. That's almost offensive to the taste buds.
We've pretty much just... I don't know
if... We just hate beer.
Also, make sure to clear your taste...
Your palate cleanser. I don't have any mint. Water it is.
Okay, just spit in the bucket.
Palate cleanse.
It's not wine. You don't spit it out.
Definitely wasn't going to... Shotgun the rest of that.
We should do this with Fruity Alexia flavors. Like brands.
If Fruity Alexia was a thing still.
What's Fruity Alexia?
Like Goon.
Goon.
Ah.
Fruity Alexia makes you sexier. That's not a thing anymore, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, they got rid of the Golden Oak, like the OG.
Yeah, because and it's like Fruity White.
Did they not replace it with like Fat Lambs or something?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, they replaced
Fat Lambs. All right, so I have a story. So the first time I drank a Fat Lamb, I was with a friend of ours, and we like it had... They were, what, like $7 for the 1.25 litres?
I remember that. Isn't that like 10 standard drinks?
Yeah.
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 I smashed 2 bottles of that.
Yeah, so basically I'm like, oh, this is fucking nothing. I drank one. I'm like, I feel a bit tipsy because I drank it pretty quickly. And then I drank a second one. I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm ready to go out. We go out. I swear we were in the club for 15 minutes and we were out the front vomiting. Like we had literally vomited all over the entire street at the Ramsgate.
Yeah, I never had a bad experience with them, but I have enough friends who did. I think I had the most I ever had was 6 cans in one night, and it was just too sweet. It's just too sweet.
It is pretty... I think it's like an acquired taste. Like, you have to, like...
It just reminds... It's only... To me, it just tasted like someone had made a double black that just wasn't good.
Bro, I had double blacks for the first time in a long time. Like, the other...
They're too... Again, too sweet now. I feel like my taste buds have become that of a 40-year-old man. I can't drink sugar
anymore. It's like poison.
How did I like Summersby as a 18-year-old?
Oh, no. So, I can't drink 5-seed apple anymore because I had
not bad.
I bought it. That's all I had for schoolies. I'm like, I didn't bring anything else. I just had that and vodka and tequila. I don't know why. But, so I brought that in. I was drinking that for literally, I was brushing my teeth and I didn't have any water. So, I just washed it down
with
Summersby cider.
Rough.
And it was just like the worst time.
All right, should we go beer number four?
Let's go.
Would you like to know what it is? It's not a beer.
What the fuck is it?
We got apple cherry cider.
All right, this
cider.
This,
I barely know it.
I don't get it. You said that twice already. I still don't get it.
Cider. Side her. I barely know her.
It's just gone straight over my head.
Cider. As inside her,
if you're watching
inside her, I barely know her.
Oh, is that
fucking hell?
Oh, sorry, I was waiting for it to get funny.
Yeah, look, I'm not a comedian, but I thought it was all right. Although I do overplay that joke a little bit, so maybe it's just like going over people's heads.
It's still beer color. Like, it still doesn't look like a...
Honestly, this has got more foam on it than the last one.
Well, have you looked at the way Harrison's pouring them? It's just, he doesn't mind that bit of froth.
Yeah, because... That's the texture.
I'm not sure if it's the post-COVID nose, but I can't really smell
that
anything.
That smells pretty sweet.
Oh. Yeah.
It smells like poison.
Beer number four.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
If you're watching this on video, cheers to you.
And say, so, do you want to put that in front of it?
That's nice.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of find it doesn't have a flavor.
It's not offensive, that's for sure.
Big Shed, we're trying your cherry popper.
Cherry popper cider.
Apple cherry cider. Sponsor us, please.
Pop your cherry, Jake.
Jeez. Has his missus done it already? I don't know.
Won't be the same.
His ass cherry, right? His starfish cherry.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I didn't put that much thought into it, Harrison. You're taking it up a
level. I'm sorry for like the people listening. They're just like, what the fuck is going on? If they're still listening, they're like, what the fuck is going on?
All right, I think this is more in line with my taste buds. I like something like this. I like cider. I'd give it like, yeah, I'd want something a little less sweet.
Cold? See, if it was cold?
I can't taste it. It tastes like nothing.
Yeah,
this cunt's got COVID.
If it was on ice, I'd be in. I'd probably give it like a 6.
All right. I would say I want to put it as a 7, but I don't know what the other things are. So it could be easily
Move it around.
Pushed back to a 4 or pushed up to a 9, depending on what we have.
I got
to
give it the highest score so far because I did finish it. So.
All right, well,
I'm driving Josh and myself home, so I can't really
match you with the 6. I'll agree with you for the 6.
What about you, Harrison? 6? Not too sweet?
If it was on water, I'll give it a 6.
On ice?
I'll go.
All right. Be number 4. Definitely a win, not a beer.
Give us a washout, bro. Next one is one of our future guests' favorites.
Ooh.
Who's our future guest?
He's a photographer.
I'll go fuck myself.
All right, be number 5.
I'll go fuck myself.
Sorry, he's a good photographer. There you go. That's better. Man skulls drink.
Drink cider.
Oh, I have some exclusive news for Time Out Podcast listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I will be one of the official photographers for the Listen
Listen in? Out, listen in.
Listen in or listen out?
I think it's listen in.
Like, give us music festival.
It's a music festival. So basically, it's like everywhere in Australia has it. And it's called Listen In, and Adelaide calls it Listen Out, or it's the other way around.
Yep.
Everyone calls it Listen Out in Australia. Adelaide calls it Listen In. But, yeah, so I got the offer today that, we'll send you the paperwork, we'll send you the documents soon. But, yeah.
Hope it pays well.
I don't think it pays at all.
What?
No, it's a media pass, so, like, I can go there with my camera and shoot. Yeah, so, basically, I'm getting a free concert ticket.
Why not? Just carry a camera around, don't even use it.
I think I'd get in so much trouble for that.
That's why. That is what it is. All right, beer number 5. Harrison,
beer number 5
is a New English IPA called Boozy Fruit.
Oh, I'm actually quite keen for this.
Boozy Fruit.
Boozy Fruit, 1.8. Not too bad.
No, 2.9.
But it's an IPA. Why do we get so many fucking IPAs?
Because craft beer is an IPA.
Do they have craft ciders?
Like, that was a craft. We just drank one, Jake.
Bro, Big Shed, just send us food. Don't worry about the alcohol. Just send us
Rate your food.
How are they going to sponsor us with food? Like,
give us like a little bit of your food, right? And we'll review it. Because I love it.
So are we still keen on doing a
bring back the farmyard pizza, please? Or whatever it is, farmhouse pizza?
Yeah, Big Shed.
Fucking had brisket, chicken, bacon, ham. What else? Pork. Had every single cut of meat you could get on
the study for the cholesterol test.
I went to lunch the other day. I had a brisket parmigiana.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it was
culture shock.
It was like pretty much like a chicken parmy, but had brisket on
just
top.
Like, can
it
we
was...
get a tea towel here? Because mine's just...
Yeah, I've just been wiping it off with my sleeve.
I will deal with it afterwards. All right, so beer number, is it 6 now?
Oh, that smells bad.
It smells strong.
Yeah, it's a strong beer. I've had this before.
I don't even want
to
do
this. I've had a couple, but they've been very slow.
Do we need to get Harrison to sign a release? Last time we had a drunk guest on here, we blocked.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think
turns out we could have got sued by a fun fact.
By them. Redacted.
Yep.
Oh, that's not too bad. It's not too good.
All right, let's give it a go.
I thought you were blocking your nose.
No, it would make it... okay.
Yeah,
that's my favorite one yet.
Favorite one yet?
I give it a 7 because it's still beer, so it qualifies for the show, but it doesn't taste like beer.
I think it's just like I now don't want the
taste. That kind of tastes like fruit chocks.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Interesting.
The taste of beer has just like destroyed my mouth.
All right, so we'll move that up there.
Like, I don't like the taste of that. That's like a 0 for me.
I give it we'll go 6.5 because it is better than the cherry popper, in my opinion.
Include Jake's if it's a 0.
Yeah. It's going to skew the...
For all marketing purposes, this is a 10. They're all 10s. Just like Harrison, they're all 10s.
Today's podcast is brought to you by...
Should we just reach out to them before? Maybe we'll be like, yo, we have $5 and we'll review all your beers. We've already paid for the beers.
That's not very honest as far as advertising goes. No, I don't think we should. Harrison's correct. I think if I want anything for free, I want burgers. Oh, that was you.
Burger.
I don't even want
Give me
one.
Your pizzas. Give me a slice of your pizza. All of your pizzas. I'll fucking review them. I just want Big Shed food. It's so fucking good. I don't know how.
Jesus Christ.
They're chicken nuggets. They're fucking chicken nuggets. Are so fucking good.
I'm just going to clip that and send that to them.
I'm just going
to
post it.
Yeah. I just don't know how. Because like someone I know that used to work at the, I don't know if he still does. He's like, oh, get the chicken nuggets. I'm like, fuck. Like, they had good fucking tomato sauce to go with it as well. And or like aioli, depending on what you want. And I was like, holy fuck. I creamed myself.
I'm not going to lie. I could go for some chicken nuggets right now.
Fuck.
Jake's like, could it be up in 6 hours?
Yeah, me some chicken nuggets. Let's go. Fuck. All right, real chicken.
Oh, I don't want to catch a flight tomorrow.
Don't.
Oh, boo-hoo.
You need to plug what you're doing, Jake. Are you traveling for work or pleasure?
It's always pleasure. It's always pleasure.
All right, what's next?
Next one is Red IPA.
Oh, for fuck.
This one looks like a normal beer.
Because what was it? Someone, the person selling it to us said it tasted very fruity or some sort.
It's got a train on the front.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Josh, any funny drunk stories you've encountered?
Man.
I suppose you and Harrison went out 90% of the time together.
We did, and there's a lot of us being great friends and then not great to other people. Like, I feel like we've left a lot of people just by themselves drunk.
Yeah.
Still
my favorite thing is you, fat Josh is like, I'm going to hook up with a chick every single night of this long weekend. Like, you ain't fucking do it. Fucking does it. Even doubles up on one of the nights, I'm pretty sure.
It's not pretty.
It's significantly easier to hook up with people in town.
Well, yeah, I mean, alcohol exists.
Everyone was drunk and just all right, cool.
I've never had a random hookup in town.
I don't know.
If I'm single at a given moment, I have an 100% success rate at Taking Back Saturday. So shout out to the emos. I love your work.
Also, he loves his partner. Undying,
I do, just... very much so.
If you're emo, please stop cutting your roots. That phase is over.
Gonna be alright.
Emo is different these days.
Yeah, so my friend actually had a theory on this. So the new oh my god, I want to kill myself, oh my god, I'm so depressed. That's the new age of emos, the Billie Eilish type depressed. That's the new age of emos.
So what did you do to that poor beer? Full head.
I know, because it's slipping around, so it doesn't fucking...
Just pour like a normal person.
Doesn't matter, we'll just drink it anyway, foam and all.
See, where's the head on that?
Yeah, fucking one of you cunts can have that then, you ungrateful little shits.
No head?
So no head?
Yeah, exactly. I get head, you don't.
Ugh, sad.
You can't.
Bit of 68.
Sorry, I can't come from head, fun fact. So it doesn't matter if I get it or not.
Why did you just say that on the
podcast? Harrison is Jack Harlow, confirmed. That's my favorite bar from Jack Harlow.
What? Please explain.
I tell her I don't come from head, but you can try to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like...
He sucks. I do not like Jack Harlow. He has two good songs.
He's good, but he's not as good as what people hype up to him.
No, because everyone's this is the album of the year. And then I listened to it and I was like, "This that song with the Fergie sample.
That was trash.
That sucks.
That was fucking trash.
Is the chorus, is the Fergie song.
You know what annoys me is there's going to be kids out there oh my God, Jack Harlow just made goat. Fergie famous. No, Fergie is 50 million times famous.
Stranger Things made Metallica famous. So good to see local bands getting...
Fucking hell. One of the highest selling records of all time.
Yeah, should we try the beer?
Yeah. Then I'll
shoot
on Jack Harlow.
Red IPA.
Hey, give it a sniff.
It smells like fucking beer.
It smells like boozy fruit, but not as fruity.
One's quite dark, I must say.
Smells like boozy fruit, but not as dark. Not as fruity, sorry, and looks...
Oh, okay.
They all taste the same to me.
I like it better than everything we've had except for the boozy fruit and the cider. I'll give it a 4.
Yeah. I was going to put it as a 3.
It's the best pure beer one I've had so far.
I was going to say put it as a 3, but... All right.
You're allowed to rate it differently to me, Harris. So we don't have to be the same.
Oh, it's in between these. This one and this one.
Purposes, they're
all tens. Sorry, they're all nines.
Yeah, Jake.
Fuck. There's always.
He's got beer in the water. Tip it out, bro. Tip it out.
That's all right. We can rinse that. That's fine. Age of COVID. I don't care. Josh has
had it. I've had COVID in the last 3 weeks. I'm good. Why not?
What were we talking about, Jack Harlow?
Stop passing it to me on the edge of the fucking table.
We didn't think of the logistics. What can I say? Does it matter?
Of what?
Like, that they're not poured perfectly. How many beers we got left? Two?
Three.
Three. Damn.
That's
we got only one beer. All right, I'll give you a hint. We got one beer, which is probably, I'm going to say, the roughest beer we're going to have. A hard seltzer and a raspberry.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Raspberry. White Claw.
Do you like White Claws?
I don't know, but they keep ending up in my fridge, but no one buys them.
So basically, when we did pre's here, like when we were younger, I say younger, like 18, we'd always go out.
When we were younger?
Here. Back in my day, we'd always leave.
Back
here.
In my day?
Because this was like the most central place to everyone, to the Ramsgate, to town, and like everyone came. Fair. So I'd end up every weekend with just a fridge full of random drinks. Like every week without
that's a
doubt.
Way to be.
Like you never just had to buy alcohol, but it's like I didn't want it because it just took up space in the fridge.
Yeah.
People never came back for it. It's like, yo, come pick up your drinks. Nah, it's fine, bro. Just keep
up. Can you put alcohol on Marketplace?
Probably. So my favorite thing was there's a guy that I'm friends with and he like has the party house because he lives by himself. His parents are next door. And like I left a fucking 24 pack of CC and dry Z's. I had two. I'll come back for them like in a week's time. Fucking gone. Gone. I'm like, what the fuck, man? He's like, if you leave them here, it's free game. I'm like,
is it?
Me just pick up his TV and just like, yeah, it's free game.
No, I don't know. I never like taking people's drinks. Even at, like party, someone's like, yo, help yourself to drink. I'm like,
no. No, I'm good.
Like, you know when kids brought alcohol to parties? I'd just bring mine because I just don't like taking other people's stuff.
All right. Next beer.
All right.
Next beer.
This one's 100 calories.
Damn, less than 100 calories. It's vegan.
Let's go. Oh, no, fuck, I don't want
it. Vegan beer. Free.
If you're vegan, fuck you.
Wait, that's not nice.
It's kind of strong.
I know. Dance.
Australian signature hard seltzer, refreshing, crafted by legends at Royal Park, Big Shed Brewery Co. Big Shed Brewery Co. Adelaide. Light, 375 milliliter natural flavors, fresh orange and passion fruit beverage, alcohol 4.5% AB/volume. Established in 2021. Sorry, that's literally the
Jesus
whole label.
Jesus Christ!
Holy
All right, so
shit. That's a dumb looking label.
Oh, yeah, it's quite good because it highlights exactly what it is. It's like hard.
This is a vegan hard seltzer, so that's too much.
I reckon it might be nice.
Maybe.
All right.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
There was three of those.
Yeah, we'll just we'll try and keep that going.
I was going to say quick intermission, people.
Nah. Yeah, we'll do an intermission.
Harrison can just open up the beer. Let's
There's going to be so much fucking editing for this one. I'm going to fucking hate it.
I'll do the video if you want.
No, I don't mind. I'll see how easy it is because I'm Cubase. I can drag video in as well. So we'll give it a go. This one doesn't even look like beer. It's
a seltzer.
So somehow a vegan hard seltzer has wormed its way into the beer lineup.
Yep. So we decided not go for the average beers when we went to go get this because it's like, oh, we'll try something cool. But what brewery companies do you know that has a fucking hard seltzer?
Oh, my God. It looks like lemonade.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, seltzer.
This might be good. Oh, actually, I don't like seltzers either. I'm very picky with
just,
my drink.
This is literally just like
it's vodka. And yeah. Vodka and soda water.
Yeah, it actually smells pretty bad.
I think it smells nice, Jake.
All right.
Cheers. It's a bit alcohol. If it wasn't the alcohol smell, it would be great.
Tastes like soda water.
Hints of fruit with soda water?
It tastes like that's, mineral water with like a tin.
That would be dangerous.
You know that like Mount Franklin water.
No, San Pellegrino with a slight hint of fucking passion fruit.
Pretty much is, yeah. What?
Hold on.
What is it?
I have an idea. Keep airtime. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
All right. I like that, but there's not enough flavor for me.
No, it's the fruit's a bit needs to be a bit strong, but that's also what a seltzer is. It's not strong fruited.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Is like I've never had a White Claw. I know they're big.
I don't really like them.
Because
It's like you got your fruit taste and then you got your, like, we'll say mineral water. Is it soda water? Is it mineral water?
That's mineral water.
And then you got your alcohol taste afterwards. Like it comes not as a group, but like separately. I'm like, I want to taste
them hypothesis.
All, yeah, I want to taste them all the time because the alcohol just lingers.
Jake, what the actual fuck? Oh, I thought that was like tequila. I was like, oh my god.
Oh, lemon lime. Oh, fuck.
That's a good idea.
So, we've got some like cordial. What if we just mix a drop of cordial with this?
All right, give it a shot.
I know Big Shed serves this particular brand of cordial, so this works.
I don't see.
Yeah, pour it up for everyone else. Can't. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to. I didn't know if you were going to drink it or not.
I'll have another taste.
Are we keeping the label away from the camera?
I'm feeling a bit.
That is so much better. Holy shit.
Anyone else feeling a little bit buzzed?
No, no, we have just improved the drink.
To be fair, I feel like cordial makes most things taste better.
Especially water.
The good thing
is... That is a lot better. That's like a lot better.
That if... All right, so putting this with... I'd give it a 5 without the cordial, a 9 with the cordial.
You hear that, Big Shed? You should collab with... No.
We've got the idea.
Fuck.
We've got exclusive rights. If you want to do this idea...
Holy fuck, that's actually...
That's actually really good. I want to finish
that's
this.
That's decent. I can't... I will put Harrison, it in the can of finish.
Is anyone else feeling buzzed? I'm going to finish this one.
I would say... All right, so are we putting it with the cordial or without the cordial?
Without the cordial.
Without. Otherwise, it's not fair.
Leave it as 5.
Yeah, I'd give it a 5 as well. I'd go 4.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, yeah. Damn, that's decent.
Give Daddy a rinse.
Besides the first one, this is the only one I finished.
Interesting.
All right, we've got 2 more.
Harrison's like nervous as I put it towards the edge.
I am. Fucking 90-year-old glasses, you dog.
Yeah, they're older than all of us put together, Jake.
Holy shit, they are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live to 90. I've just accepted that.
I am.
Heart disease is going to get me. I'm calling it.
So my accountant says you should put money towards your super.
But I'm not going to live that long.
I'm not going to live that long, bro.
I wish I didn't have to, but it is what it is.
So apparently if you put an extra $10 a week into your super, it adds up to probably possibly cutting 20 years down till you retire. Do you have enough money to retire?
Maybe. I mean, it's tax-free money.
That's also implying we don't have another, like,
GFC crash.
Like another COVID. And it's also implying that you're going to live that long.
Yeah, but...
That's true.
Like, I don't know. Your super gets this to pass to your next of kin anyway.
Yeah.
Well, fuck them. They can work for their own money.
You're going to be a great
Shout
dad.
Out to Jake's. Yeah, Jake's partner or kids. Fuck.
All right, should we go second to last non-beer?
Oh, no, this is
this
the beer.
This one is the beer?
This is what Josh wanted
Big
to...
Big Shed Brewery Golden... Is it Golden Gay Time or just Golden Stout?
Golden Stout Time, but it's Golden a Golden Stout Gay Time Stout.
Okay. Inspired by Golden Gay Time.
So if Jake wants to put that in front of the camera...
I'm excited by this one because it's got like a really handsome guy on the front.
So Josh, what's your thoughts on a gay time?
I mean...
You know they came out with like unicorn gay times?
Yeah.
I've never tried them. And like birthday...
I think Golden Gay Times are like... Pretty good. I think they're good ice cream.
They're nut and chocolate.
Yeah. It's biscuit.
Yeah, it's meant to be... Because gay means happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, that's what it meant back. It's like golden happy time. But that doesn't sound as good. So
maybe
it's golden shower time,
you know? Yeah, the golden shower isn't always happy time.
This isn't a family show anymore.
Can we cancel the man in the middle, please?
How is that canceling?
For anyone listening, we're looking for a new host.
it has to be a club photographer. And only a head, as shown by his outfit.
Oh, yeah, they can't see the outfit.
Show them the
fucking
drip,
rank.
Shit.
Respect the drip.
Sheesh!
In what part of Australia are you trying to like camouflage yourself for?
I have a notorious...
You're trying to camouflage from the bitches that he doesn't have.
No bitches?
No head?
No
head. Oh, that's black.
It's stout, bro.
It's stout.
Bro,
it's...
That looks deadly.
Me, I'm going to pretend it's like a cup of coffee.
Oh my God, bro. That's
kind of smells like coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells like unbranded iced coffee syrup.
You can name drop. Like,
Bickford's. It smells like Bickford's iced coffee
syrup. Shout out to Bickford's that had cordial.
That was diet cordial too. That was fucking lit.
Just restart. Cuts to 30, then restart.
No, Harrison's just like realized. So we're trying to do a video for audio listeners. I'm all apologizing to you because,
First time.
We're trying to do a video as well.
Sorry, this is my first time.
But Harrison's just realized.
Be nice.
I've gotten up during the intermission that you heard, or you didn't hear.
We had
a slight intermission. I got up, pressed the button again.
Oh, I didn't even know.
And he was there the whole time.
Dude, this shit's hitting me hard.
All right, have you tried this one yet, Harrison? Have you had a sip? All right, we're going in.
Oh.
It tastes like coffee.
That's really coffee.
Like, I'm not a fan of coffee, but I know that.
See, I like coffee, but I can taste the Golden Gay time, like at the back of my mouth. But
so you're saying you can taste the gay time in the back of your
mouth? I can taste the gay time at the back of my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I hear it's very salty.
I am more intrigued by this one than the rest, meaning that like...
What would you rate it? Above every...
Look, I'm not a fan of coffee, but it wasn't bad. Like, I know what coffee tastes like, and I just don't like the taste of coffee. But as a beer, it wasn't bad. It was pretty true to
it. I'm going
to
put it... six out of nine. Nice. I'm gonna give it a
six.
I'm gonna give it an asterisk because it was the most intriguing beer I've had so far. Meaning, like, I don't know if I like it or not. I can't tell.
So, is it between Cherry Popper and Boozy Fruit, or front of Cherry Popper?
Ooh, I like Cherry Popper like a little bit better.
Right. What about you, Jake? Or do you just not care?
How many standard drinks is that one?
That one's 1.6.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
All right.
Well, the Big Daddy, the last one. Let's go.
Now, this is an Imperial Sour.
Oh, okay, I like sours. Yeah, we're here.
Sorry, that's the beer.
Sorry for audio listeners.
Yeah, I'll give you a description of it. It's a raspberry sour.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad.
It sounds nice.
We launched our Imperial Sour series with a literal raspberry mountain. Brewed with over... 400 kilos of raspberries. The result is a vibrant, punchy sour that is refreshing, tart, and delicious.
Ooh.
All right, let's get
I'm going. Ready, Harris.
Enjoy responsibly.
I mean, I think this is pretty responsible.
We'll get a good crack.
Oh.
That was good.
That was good. I put effort into that one.
The magic touch.
What color do you reckon this is going to be?
It's going to be like a pinky purple type color.
Cherry red, I'm calling.
Yeah, cherry red. I reckon it's just going to be normal beer color.
It's like a plum.
That's normal beer color. Just a bit watered down.
I'd say it's a pinky beer color.
In what world is that pink?
I'd see it's a pinky beer.
There we go, homie. All right.
Yeah, that fizz.
Oh, that smells nice.
I don't know if the camera's going to... I don't know if the microphone's going to hear that. Oh, it smells.
I'll see if it picks it up.
You're trying to ASMR the audience.
Yeah.
They're going to love that.
Because it's just like, also, just imagine you just hear this. Sounds like someone's pissing.
All right.
Smells first.
Oh, it really smells. It smells.
I think it smells nice.
It reminds me of mead.
Okay. All right. We're Jason. Blink.
Oh, that's sour.
Oh, I like that.
That's the best one yet.
Yeah.
That's very sour.
Fuck. That's good.
Ooh, I could drink that. And that's weird for a beer.
I know. It's
because a sour is just a fruit beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in between a cider and a beer.
I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8 or a 9?
I'm going to have to say 9.
You want that sponsorship.
Bro, everything's a 9, bro. Everything's a 9.
So would you put it above Boozy Fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Boozy Fruit's our 8 right now.
I'm still saying the number one was the seltzer with the Bickfords.
That is, but I
still like this better.
It's got other factors in it. That's not just the brood.
It's true.
The brood, if it's a salsa or a made.
Not a quadruple IPA.
That's pretty sour, holy shit.
I enjoy that, but I can't drink it because I'm driving. Fuck me.
Deso.
Just take it with you in the car and just like, as soon as you get home, chug it.
Yeah, I might actually.
The old Harrison would.
Nightcap. It's just one.
Damn, I miss the old Harrison.
Do you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to smash this while I play fucking Sims tonight.
I'm going to smash this.
Oh, my fuck. Kids. Can I tell you something about my Sims? How fucked I created my Sim character?
All right, sure.
All right, so I'm proposed to a chick. She got too old to have kids, so I broke up with her, but also moved her sister into the house. So, and they've got no place to live. So I keep them in my house. That's part of my household. So I still get their money income and all that, like rent and all that. And then I created my dream big titty golf girlfriend and just proposed in front of
her. Listening to this. This is all jokes.
Yes. I proposed to her in front of my ex in the kitchen and she said yes. It's just fucking hilarious.
Harrison, this seems like something stemming deep down. Are you okay?
Oh, it's hilarious. I also got her to do catering at my wedding. She started crying. I was like,
I don't think they coded for a situation like that.
No.
Don't you ever just like fucking put him in the pool and then take the ladder away?
No, I haven't done that yet.
That's a classic.
So I'm going to make different households and make a whole neighborhood. I'm just going to have a killed house, like a murder house.
Can you be a serial killer? That would be dope.
You can probably mod it.
Speaking of mods, GTA 5, it's still popular and GTA 6 is still not out yet. Fuck knows why.
GTA 5 is still relevant because they just keep adding more shit into it.
Yeah, so the new feature they're adding is you can now like become a cop. Like you can be on the side of the law enforcement.
Because that's what GTA players want to become law enforcement.
Bro, GTA role play is like huge on like Twitch and YouTube.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, it's a pretty big category on another website as well.
I've had the equivalent of one can of beer. I can't. I like GTA 5, but I didn't really, like, I never played the multiplayer, so I don't really know.
Oh, fuck, I loved it.
It's like 45 minutes fucking long.
It's like she just comes on jet bikes shooting missiles at you, and that's it.
That's fun.
Back in the day, they had, like, an armored, like, Mitsubishi Lancer that you'd, like, have little gun things and you go up to people, and they can't shoot you, but you can shoot them, and it's like... before that, you just got C4 bombs or like detonator. Like,
I know the best was
you throw it and you just like blow people up.
You'd play online with your friends and you'd chuck a C4 on the car and then you'd be like, all right, I'll drive you around. And then like you drive, go full like pelt, and then you just jump out the car and trigger the C4.
Yeah, I remember that.
Why not?
My favorite one was also go out ramps, jumping out near the top and detonate. So it just goes flipping out like. Out of fucking nowhere. I've got a kill while doing that of like just some random person. I was like, yeah.
My GTA 5 lobbies were fucked.
Do I miss?
What do you miss?
COD multiplayer game chat.
Oh, lobbies. Yeah, God. They go. They went.
So,
yeah.
During COVID, that's all I did. I'd go to work, come home. I'd go to the work, sneak into Josh's backyard, the gym.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
for legal reasons, that was a fucking joke. That was a big joke.
I did not skip isolation for a good part of the first bit of COVID.
Gain starts to
Fuck, that tastes like beer.
I wonder why.
Yeah. And then just play COD multiplayer, search and destroy, and just shit talk people about their mums.
Arson, you're 25 years old.
Yeah, I know. It was a what's that thing? Nostalgic moment
trip, yeah.
From Modern Warfare 2.
Why not?
My favorite thing was telling people I'm going to fuck their dads. Because like, you're going to say fuck them. I was like, no, I'm going to fuck your dad.
It's dad.
I'm going to make your dad, make your mum watch.
All right, I think that wraps it up for
go
this
to your
podcast.
Room. Yeah. All right, I think we should wrap. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Sorry, it's the alcohol kicking in.
Yeah, it's the bees.
Just don't do the last guest and drive home drunk and then... blame us and then block.
No, that's not the last guest. That was Reese didn't do that. It was
the first guest.
It was redacted. It was the other person.
Yeah, redacted.
Redacted.
Just because she blocked you.
Yeah, I don't know why she blocked me.
DJ redacted.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
We just doxed some other person.
Is that actually someone?
Probably.
That's a cool, that would be a cool DJ name.
Oh, wait, before we sign off, you know DJ fucking Shaq is headlining a festival in Sydney and it's DJ Diesel.
We should go.
DJ Diesel.
Can we go get Shaq on the podcast?
Fuck, that'd be lit.
I'd be down.
Thank you for listening. We'll stay tuned next week if we're not cancelled this week. And hopefully we have a sponsorship next week by Big Shed.
Give us your pizzas and burgers.
The beers, we're good.
Give me your fucking chicken nuggets. I need that nugs.
All right, we'll catch you next week.